Good morning. Welcome to Union Congregational Church, a church in the United Church of Christ, where no matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you are welcome here, whether in these pews or online, whether today or throughout the week. We are glad that you are with us today. A couple of announcements that we've got this morning. One special introduction I want to make. Our new youth director, Kim Hansen, and her daughter Emmy are here with us today. They belong to another church. Can you wave, Kim? Thank you. Yeah. They belong to another church, but they had a free Sunday today that they didn't have obligations at their home church. And so Kim and Emmy, we are just really excited that you're with us. And we're really excited, Kim, about the work that you've been doing with the youth group. And so anybody who is interested about learning more about that, you can talk to Kim after church, and just welcome her, because we're really excited about the wonderful ideas and all the great things that she's doing. So welcome. Thank you for being here. And then the other announcement that I have is on Wednesday, I am going to be out of the office because I am leading a clergy retreat at Daychola Center. I will be out of the office, but as Kim Possible used to say, call me, beat me if you want to reach me. So you know how to get a hold of me if you need me. And Christina has an announcement.
I just want to remind you all that next Sunday is our annual budget meeting, so please come so we can have a quorum and we can vote on the new budget. Thank you.
Thank you. And usually it's a pretty quick one.
It will be.
So. Yep. She is one to get us in, get us out, and get us moving. So that's a good thing. Any other announcements this morning? Okay, then let's share the peace of Christ with one another. Peace be with you. Peace be with you.
You too, sir.
Peace be with you. Peace be with you. Peace be with you. Good morning. Peace be with you. Good morning. Peace be with you. Good morning. Peace be with you. Peace be with you. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Peace be with you.
Good morning, all. I am filling in for Jane this morning as Mother Nature has decided to put her under the weather. So please stand if you are able and join me for the call of worship. God, you call us from death to life. You call us out of lifeless places and into the light of your grace. You call us to be unbound, to be free, to be new. The opening prayer in unison. Beautiful God, we are bound together in your grace. We are bound in one another's company. We are transformed by your word. Speak to us and help us keep his hearts so that we may become more ourselves, more true to the glory you have planted within us, more faithful. Amen. And now the opening hymn, 521, Abide With Me, verses 1, 3, and 4.
You may be seated. Are there any young worshipers who are with us that would like to come up and join Becky and I up on the steps?
You ready to come on up? I see Taylor and Liam and Mava and Trey and John. Here comes Blake.
Woohoo!
All right. Come on, Torin. Yeah. I have a really tough one for you today. In fact, this is so tough. It's multi-generational because I think all of us will be able to relate. Why do you believe in Jesus or God? Why?
Because we trust him.
Okay, excellent answer. Because we trust him. Anybody else? Why do we believe in Jesus? It's a tough question, isn't it? I bet I could...
Because he made us.
He made us. Oh, excellent answer. Why do we believe? Why we believe is pretty tough, isn't it? Okay. Do you sometimes believe just because mom and dad said so?
No.
Anybody? No.
No.
That was a good answer. Do you believe because grandma and grandpa told us to? No, these guys are really smart. They're smarter than I think I am. Yeah. Is it sometimes hard to believe in something we don't see? Were you alive when Jesus was on earth?
Yeah.
No.
No.
One was. The other said
no. One ages really well.
Yeah. But yet we choose to believe. You sure can. There's a spot right next to him. She wanted to sit by her brother. Aww. Yes. It is tough. Sometimes it's tough to believe in something we don't see, and we still have to believe. But we're here, right? And we have to be thankful that we're here.
Yeah.
Right? Are you thankful that you can run?
Yes.
Are you thankful that you can play?
Yes.
Are you thankful for your families?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, we have to thank someone, so we're going to thank God. We're going to thank God.
I'm going to go on Sunday school.
You're going to join us at Sunday school today? Oh, I'm so excited. That's great.
That's great.
So, Pastor Jacob, can you lead us in prayer and just help us to always believe in Jesus?
Absolutely. I'm going to say a short phrase, and I invite you to repeat it back to me. Dear God, thank you for helping us learn about Jesus. Help us always remember how much He loves us and how much you love us. And help us share that love everywhere we go. Amen. Thanks, everybody. Thanks.
Our reading for today comes first from Wisdom 3, 1 to 9. The souls of those who did what is right are in God's hand. They won't feel any pain of torment. To those who don't know any better, it seems as if they have died. Their departure from this life was considered their misfortune. Their leaving us seemed to be their destruction, but in reality, they are at peace. It may look to others as if they have been punished, but they have the hope of living forever. They were disciplined a little, but they will be rewarded with abundant good things because God tested them and found that they deserved to be with God. God tested them like gold in the furnace. God accepted them like an eternity entirely burned offering. Then, when the time comes for judgment, the godly will burst forth and run about in fiery sparks among dry straw. The godly will judge nations and hold power over peoples, even as the Lord will rule over them forever. Those who trust in the Lord will know the truth. Those who are faithful will always be with God in love. Favor and mercy belong to the holy ones. God watches over God's chosen ones. Our second reading is from Revelation 21, 1 to 6. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the former heaven and the former earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from heaven from God, made ready as a bride, beautifully dressed for her husband. I heard a loud voice from the throne say, "Look, God's dwelling is here with humankind. God will dwell with them, and they will be God's people. God himself with them as their God. God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Death will be no more. There will be no mourning, crying or pain anymore, for the former things have passed away." Then the one seated on the throne said, "Look, I am making all things new." God also said, "Write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true." And then he said to me, "All is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end." Here ends the readings for today. May God bless us as we learn from these holy words. Amen.
Thank you, Steve. My friends, will you join me in prayer? God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts in this hour be acceptable to you. For you are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. A year or so ago, in a previous sermon, I told you a story of my grandpa's second wife, who I called Nana, who had a near-death experience after a traumatic car accident. To be honest, I thought that sermon was kind of a clunker. I kind of thought I was phoning it in. But I was amazed at the response from several church members who shared that either they themselves or someone they knew had a near-death experience. And like Laura wrote a newsletter article about it, and then somebody contacted her and told her about their experience, and I was blown away. Sometimes you think you've done a really good sermon and you get crickets, and sometimes you think you've done a clunker and the Holy Spirit shows up and gives people what they need. So thanks for your feedback. This is another layer of that story that I didn't tell the first time around. One of the difficult pieces of Nana's life after the car accident was that she sustained what many people in the medical community would now call a traumatic brain injury. Her speech, her ability to communicate, and her ability to physically care for herself were drastically and tragically impacted by her Miata convertible hitting a culvert on her way home from work and flipping over 5 times. And the doctor told us that at some level her mental capacity was still there, which meant that she could understand what was going on mentally to a degree, but she couldn't communicate what she was thinking or feeling in ways that made sense to us. Over the 12 long years that her body stayed alive after the car accident, we could tell that this became increasingly distressing to her. We began praying for God to end her suffering, knowing that the only way for her suffering to truly end was for her to die. She went into hospice for about a week while I was in seminary, and I explained the situation to my professors in case I became emotionally distressed so that they would know what was going on in case I became emotionally distressed when she was dying. One of my professors sent me an email back that I will never forget, and I'm going to read it to you. She says, "Dear Jacob, waiting and praying for an end to suffering is a compassionate act. Because we live in a time and a place where death is seen as a failure, praying for an end is both revolutionary and a sign of the strength of your relationship with your Nana. Thanks for letting us know. Reverend Dr. Kristen Leslie." So my Nana died a couple days after Kristen sent that email. Kristen's message guided me through that time and helped me reframe what it meant to love Nana as she was dying a difficult death. Today I'm going to talk about how we sometimes view death as a failure and how sacred text offers us an alternative to that viewpoint. And I'm also doing All Saints today instead of next week, mostly because I hated the lectionary for this week, and so I wanted to do something different next week, and, you know, so pastoral privilege, I suppose. Kristen's message reminds us of today's lectionary text from the Book of Wisdom. Now, the Book of Wisdom, sometimes called the Wisdom of Solomon, is a book outside of the 66 books of the biblical canon. You might be wondering what the Book of Wisdom is. It's included in the Greek Old Testament, and it was found after the canon was closed. Some people read it and preach about it. Most don't. So we don't typically study it or preach from it. But I sort of view it in the same realm as reading poetry about God or reflecting on theological themes of movie clips and secular music like we do in our early media service. And so several verses stick out to me today. It says, "For those who don't know any better, it seems as if our beloveds have died. Their departure from this life was considered their misfortune. It may look like to others as if they have been punished, but they have the hope of living forever." And as I think about All Saints Day, I think about how true that sentiment really is. When someone we love dies, We are rightfully very sad that we don't feel their presence in that literal sense anymore, being able to call them up and talk to them, for instance. The only thing that we can truly conceptualize is our existence here on earth. And we may fear that when someone dies, their soul is not at peace in heaven, because we don't know really what heaven is like. But this text reminds us that just because their physical bodies have left this earthly realm of love and connection doesn't necessarily mean that they've gone to a place where they are separated from God and joy and feelings of love. It's in fact just the opposite. We can take comfort in the reality that those who have gone before us are with God and set the path before us to be with God ourselves. The book of Revelation also reminds us that God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Death will be no more. There will be no mourning or crying or pain anymore, for the former things have passed away. This text from Revelation is one that many families request to be read at funerals. The reminder that God dwells with us. The reminder that God is with us in the midst of our pain and our grief and our uncertainty as we readjust to a life without our loved ones by our side often gives people a lot of comfort. Because so often we think that when someone we love dies, we are separated from them and maybe even separated from God. But the commentator Catherine A. Shaner reminds us that we don't need to think about it that way. Instead, she reminds us that it's important to remember how strongly God continues to be with us in these moments, in life, in death, in life beyond death. So friends, as you think about what this All Saints Sunday means to you, remember this. So often, we experience death as sadness and disconnection from the people we love. But God reminds us that the communion of saints are at perfect peace with their Creator, and that we can learn from their faithful example, and that God continues to be with us as we remember them with love and gratitude. From my Nana, I learned to live life with joy, admire birds when I see them, and I always smile when her favorite song, ABBA's Dancing Queen, comes on the radio. I invite you to think this week about what you can learn from the saints in your lives. Many of you have told me, for example, about things you remember from the life and ministry of the Reverend Kathy Carlson. For many of you, she taught you how to live and looking at things from a different perspective. And she was a trailblazer in this community for justice issues. And I wish I could have met her because I think we would have been kindred spirits in a lot of ways. And as you think about the saints in your lives, may you always remember that their spirits are with you. And may you also remember that God is with you as you remember them. For it is by their faithful example that the legacy of this church continues. And it's by their faithful example that our faith deepens. May it be so. Amen. So now we're going to remember the saints of our faith community and light candles as we share each of their names. And I realized this morning that I didn't get a volunteer to come up and help me light some candles. So if someone wants to do that, thank you, Becky. You don't have to say anything. We will just read off just read off some names. So as I read off a name, we will we'll share a moment of silence, and their picture and name will be put up on the screen, and a candle will be lit, and we'll take a moment to remember them. Karen Evans. Terry Meyer. Marjean Gunther. James Rather. Kevin Leitner. Reverend Catherine Carlson. Grace McLeod. Marilyn Patrick. Emmy Lou Landall. Donald Hartrink. Kathy Lehman. Are there others?
Gail Zimmer.
Thank you. As we remember these people, Sue and I are going to teach you a new song. This is called Heaven and Earth Are Filled. It's by a friend of mine and one of my seminary professors, Reverend Dr. Christopher Grundy. I'll sing it through a couple times and then invite you to sing it with me. One, two, three, one, two, three. Heaven and earth are filled with the light of the saints who have gone on before us, shining around us still. We are running this race, grateful our path is lit for us. Listen again. Heaven and earth are filled with the light of the saints who have gone on before us, shining around us still. We are running this race, grateful our path is lit for us. Will you join us? Heaven and earth.
Heaven and earth are filled with the light of the saints who have gone on before. still. We are running this race, grateful our path is lit for us.
One more time. Heaven and earth.
Heaven and earth are filled with the light of the saints who have gone on before us, shining around us still. We are running this race, grateful our path is lit for us.
Thank you, Sue. Now we enter into a time of more intentional prayer. I'd invite us first to take a moment of silence as we think of the people and situations that need our prayers and our love today. Receive the prayers of our hearts, O God. Amen. What joys and concerns do people have to share this morning? Anything on Zoom? Okay. Light prayer day today. Then let us be in a time of prayer together. Holy One, we give you thanks for gathering us here, for the many ways that we can continue to support one another as a community of faith. We give you thanks for all of the saints who shaped our church and the legacy that they leave, and the reminder that they give us that death is not a failure. The reminder that they give us that our faith can deepen by their faithful example. We remember all of those whose names we have lifted and all of those who may be in our hearts, whether they have passed from life to life this year or other years. We ask you to be with us as we remember these people, these beloveds, with gratitude and with love. And we know that there are so many needs in this world, O God. And far from just being with the people who are marginalized, who are oppressed, who are facing devastation from natural disasters, who are facing discrimination, who are facing poverty, food insecurity, and experiencing homelessness. Far from just being with them, asking you to be with them, O God, we remember that you call us to something greater. We remember that you call us, that you empower us to do what we can, to be your hands and feet in the world, giving hope where there is hopelessness, showing love and liberation where there is hopelessness. Empower us to be your people, to set aside our privilege and our apathy, to work for your love and justice. We ask all of these things in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, who shows us the way every day and who teaches us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. The time has come to offer our gifts back to God. Here at UCC Waupun, we give thanks for all gifts that are given, whether through time, talent, treasure, or prayer. You can give your gift through the offering plates as they're being passed around, or you may give online at uccwaupun.net. But however you do so, please give generously as your heart and spirit invite you to give. Join me in the prayer of dedication. God, who holds our hopes and fears, our joys and our sorrows, we dedicate these gifts to you. We celebrate the gifts of those who have gone before us and what they brought to this community of faith. Guided by their example, help us partner with you to do the work of love and justice. Amen. Our closing hymn is number 529, For All the Saints. I forgot there were 6 verses. Probably should have nixed a couple of them. Sorry. My friends, receive these words of benediction. May you go from this place, remembering that God is with you as you remember the beloved saints in your midst. Remember that death is not a failure, but instead a reminder that we will all be at peace with God when we have run the race. And now may the love of God, the grace of Jesus Christ, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Go in peace. Amen.